I'm Dodd Morris for Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Terrorism, anti-terrorism, armed gunmen stormed a Christian conference in Russia, and evangelism sometimes includes caring for those in need. How can Christians do this well? Find your place in these stories and more right now on Mission Network News. Armed gunmen stormed into a Christian conference near Moscow, Russia. They pulled men, women, and children to the ground and kicked several pastors. The attendees thought terrorists were attacking them. In reality, these were officers from the Russian Federal Security Service. Floyd Brobel with Voice of the Martyrs, Canada.
You know, the leaders of this conference that said everything was set up legally and they were good to go. And so there shouldn't have been a problem or a backlash like they were facing from security forces. But it seems to me that there's some confusion that earlier in the year, new amendments were made to the religious legislation. This legislation is a bit difficult to understand.
These new laws target extremist religious groups or the financing of terrorism.
So part of that makes sense, right? You don't want groups financing terrorism. But what does it mean to be involved in an extremist religion, right? That hasn't been defined.
Since the laws are written so vaguely, security forces often interpret them as they go. Please ask God to comfort the Russian Christians who face harassment or violence.
That they would continue to be salt and light, that they would continue to speak truth, that they would continue to love their neighbor, and that they would continue to, you know, boldly proclaim the gospel.
In the early days of communist rule in Russia, the government exiled many Christians to a region in western Siberia. Eric Mock with the Slavic Gospel Association.
Christians would be sent away to gulags, and Omsk, it was a place where people were actually sent to die. More than 500 believers were martyred for their faith.
But that didn't stop the growth of God's kingdom.
And so in this region where Christians were literally sent to die, and where they hoped that Christianity would cease, it's a location of faithful churches who are proclaiming the gospel.
In recent years, SGA has begun partnering with churches in the region, supporting pastor developments and community outreach. Mock says they've got a lot of ground to cover.
I was standing with a pastor in a portion of the city that has over 120,000 people and no Bible teaching church at all. There are countless numbers of villages and cities where there is no Bible teaching, Bible preaching presence. The further east you go, the hundreds and hundreds of villages have never heard the hope of the gospel.
Ask God to raise up missionaries and teachers in these regions and pray churches would grow and they'd be known by their love for all people. And how can care for the downtrodden and evangelism intersect? Andrew Bush often encounters this question. He serves as president of the Bethlehem Bible College Institute of Peace and Justice and says evangelism has been at the heart of Christianity since Jesus gave the Great Commission and ascended.
But it can be abused when the neediness of people is being used to manipulate them, or rather having resources to give to people in need is abused in evangelism. They're important issues because they go to the heart of social service and evangelism, both of which we're called to do in the Gospels. The call to love is to give a cup of water to those who are thirsty.
Bush says we don't have a formula to prevent abuse in evangelism, but we do have a call.
The Christian call to the world, Christian missions, is the call to love. And if it's not the call to love, what is it? And if it is the call to love, that means how do we love our Muslim neighbors? How do we love our Hindu neighbors, etc.? That means as Christ loved, he washed his disciples' feet. He washes our feet.
Please ask God to supply his global church with this love and find your place in these stories and more at missionnews.org. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. You help bring stories of the heroes of the faith and a voice of the voiceless. Consider giving today. Look for the Support M&N tab at missionnews.org for ways to help and keep us on the air. That's missionnews.org. For Ruth Kramer, I'm Dodd Morris.